73 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, looking at the board here, looks like things off to kind of a mixed start, Bill.
Yeah, we're kind of having a little trouble here holding some of our gains for the week on the soybeans and the wheat, but the corn stays higher. Weather, of course, has been the focus this week, where a week ago, whenever we talked, it was all about the breakup of the trade negotiations and that, and we don't want to forget that that's still out there. But let's look at the markets here. Corn is up 2 cents right now at 381 on the July. The December is at 398. That's up 1.5. December corn did hit $4 there overnight, and we couldn't get through it. Just $4 even is a high. On the July soybeans, we're at 828. That's down 11.75. The November beans are at 852.75. That's down 12. And the July wheat is at 465.5. That's down 1.5. The December wheat is 484. That's down 2.25. If I look at things for the week, we have corn up about 39 cents for this past week. Had some big moves here after the progress report came out on Monday afternoon there. Soybeans up 31 cents. Even with this lower market today, we're still up 31 cents for the week. And wheat at 46 cents higher for the week. The weather forecast has really not changed for the Midwest. We see that we've got, storms coming in basically three times this week. The Sunday showers supposed to kind of stay away from the southeast, but then the next couple of systems are going to pretty much hit most of the Midwest areas where we're concerned as far as the planting goes. We had a conference call yesterday. There are some areas in the West that have had pretty good planting progress, and of course down in Tennessee and Kentucky, they've had some pretty good progress as well. And we're starting to see some progress here in the Midwest and east of the Mississippi River, but it just really hadn't taken off. So I think what we're going to see here is we're going to see a lot of some hesitancy as far as traders going into the weekend here with long positions and not knowing what kind of system we're going to see here Sunday. If we have a similar forecast going in Sunday night, I think we can see probably another gap higher.
All right, Bill. Thanks a lot for the update.
Yep. Thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign on this Friday morning for a look at our commodity markets. And stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour on WILO AM 580, it's the weekly roundup on 1A. Kimberly Adams filling in for Joshua Johnson this morning. And checking current conditions here in the WILO listening area. We're at 73 degrees in Urbana, 70 degrees in Danville, up to 76 in Charleston, Mattoon. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy skies today with a high of 83 degrees. Southwest wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.